我中国两次，去过台湾一次。
And last summer, I spent a whole week with a Chinese church from Washington, D.C.
他前不久呢，他和华盛顿那边有一个中国教会的人一起待了很长时间。
But the biggest reason that I'm happy to be with you today is that I have a Chinese granddaughter.
他今天来的主要原因是因为他有一个中国的外孙女。
And I couldn't bring her because she lives way out in Colorado.
他今天不能把她带过来，因为他们住在科罗拉多。
But I did the next best thing. I brought her picture. And I hope you can see it. But this is our granddaughter, Bo. And this is our grandson, Spencer. And they live in Colorado.
他把他们的照片带来了。他的孙子Spencer 和他的孙女，他们住在科罗拉多。
And both of these children are adopted.
这两个小孩都是被收养的。
And when I got thinking about adoption, I began to think about how God adopts us.
当牧师讲到收养的时候，他就会想到神是如何收养我们的。
And so this morning, I wanted to just talk about some of the similarities that there are between human adoption and God adopting us.
所以今天我们就要讲的是我们人类的收养和神对我们的收养。
The first similarity is that the initiative for adoption is with the parents.
第一个相似之处就是这两种收养都要由父母来决定。
My son and his wife chose these two children.
牧师的儿子和他的太太两个人做出决定要收养这两个小孩。
The children did not choose them.
而不是这两个小孩去决定谁来收养他们。
And my son and his wife loved these children even before they met them.
他们他的儿子和他的儿媳在遇到这两个孩子之前就已经很爱他们了。
One day, my daughter-in-law said to me, I have loved these two children even before they were born.
有一天，她的儿媳妇告诉她说，我在这两个小孩子生出来之前，我就很爱他们了。
The Bible tells us that God adopted Israel as his special people.
圣经告诉我们，是神收养了以色列这个民族，作为他的选民。
In Romans 9:4, it says, theirs is the adoption as sons.
在罗马书第九章第四节说，他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约律法、礼仪应许都是他们的。
It was God who chose them.
是神拣选了他们。
In Deuteronomy 14:2, it says, Out of all the people on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession.
申命记十四章二节说，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民，耶和华从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
And in Deuteronomy 7:7, Moses said,The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than the other people, for you were the fewest of all people, but it was because the Lord loved you.
申命记七章七节，摩西写道，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
And just as God chose Israel, God chose us to be his children.
正如神拣选了以色列民，神也拣选了我们做他的子女。
In Ephesians 1:4-5, it says that he chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
以弗所书第一章四到五节说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
It says, in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.
并且说，又因爱我们，就按照自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是在他的爱子里所赐给我们的。
This gives a whole new meaning to the phrase a chosen child.
就因为这些，我们知道作为一个神的选民是多么的特殊的一件事情。
When our son, and his wife adopted the little boy, he had to be separated from them for 3 or 4 days.
他的儿子收养这个小男孩的时候，不得不和他分开3到4天。
During that time, my son wrote a poem that he emailed to his wife.
在他和这个小孩子分开的这段时间里，他写了一首诗，并且 email 给他的老婆。
He said, I want you to read this poem to our little boy.
他说，我希望你能把这首诗读给我们的儿子。
Of course, the little boy was only 2 days old.
虽然他们的儿子那时候才两天，才生下来才两天。
But this is the poem that he wrote.
这就是他写的那首诗。
It wasn't but yesterday we had not met.
昨天以前我们未曾谋面。
Only this morning was our destiny set.
今天早晨你我命运相连。
A long time drive and miles gone by.
驱车赶来一路思念。
Brought me to you and my spirit to fly.
终于和你面对面。
Days before this, I did not know.
以前从未想到
A love for my son of immeasurable flow
对儿子的爱会如此深厚
Time has slowed now that I am here
一天稍纵即逝
A minute, a day, an hour, a year
现在度日如年
You are there and I at home
你身在外我回到家
The distance between, not to condone.
两地相隔无法忍受。
This for one I know is true.
只有一件事情我很清楚。
The days of waiting soon will be through.
等待不会长久。
Not far off, a tick from time.
不久以后。
I'll see you again.And you will be mine.
我们马上就能团圆。
God gave you to me to love and to raise.
你是神的恩赐，让我来爱与抚养。
From this moment on, for all of my days.
往后的日子从今天开始。
January 27, 2002.
2002年1月27日。
The day it all started, Spencer, Daddy loves you.
Spencer, 爸爸爱你，今生今世。
I think that's the only poem my son has ever written.
他想这是他儿子有生以来写过的唯一一首诗。
But it came from his heart.
但是是由他内心深处发出的。
He wrote it because he loved this little boy.
他写这首诗是因为他很爱这个小孩子。
You know, God once wrote a poem.
你们知不知道神曾经也为我们写过诗歌？
It's found in Ezekiel chapter 16.
在以西结书16章。
And this is what he wrote.
他写道，
On the day you were born,I passed by and saw you.
我从你旁边经过。
And as you lay there, I said to you, live.
见你滚在雪中，就对你说，你虽在雪中，仍可存活。
I made you grow like a plant of the field. You grew up and developed and became the most beautiful of jewels.
你虽在雪中，仍可存活。我使你生长，好像田间所长的，你就渐渐长大，以致极其俊美。
Later, I gave you my solemn oath and entered into a covenant with you. And now you are mine.
现在你就是我的。
And in Jeremiah 31:3, God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
在耶利米书中，神也说过，他将爱我们直到永远。
So in adoption, the initiative is with the parents, not with the child.
所以在一个收养的关系中，都是由父母主动做出的决定。
And God has loved you since before he even created the world.
在神创世之前，他就已经爱我们了。
And he says, I want you to be my child.
他说，我要你成为我的儿女。
Now the second similarity is this. You do not have to be perfect to be loved.
第二个收养的相似之处就是，你被收养并不一定是要作为一个完美的人。
With the little boy, an MRI revealed a problem even before he was born.
在他们的孙子出生之前，核磁共振就发现他有一个缺陷。
It looked as if he might have a tumor on his brain.
发现好像他脑子里面有一个瘤子。
And when you learn that, your first reaction is, I want to run away from this problem.
当大家第一次听到这个消息的时候，一开始的反应就是我要逃走，不要接受这个东西。
And some people said to my son and his wife, don't get involved. That child is going to have some serious problems.
许多人告诉他的儿子儿媳妇说，你们千万不要要这个孩子，以后会有很多麻烦。
In fact, there was another couple that was considering adopting that baby, and they decided we will not.
在那个时候，另外一对等待收养这个孩子的父母决定他们不要收养了。
But when I talked to my son about this, this is what he said.
但是当时他和他的儿子谈话的时候，他的儿子告诉他如下的事情。
We will pay any price, we will make any sacrifice.
他说，我们会不惜任何代价。
He is ours, and we love him.
因为他是我们的儿子，我们爱他。
And that little boy had 6 brain surgeries,in the first year and a half of his life.
那个小孩子生出来之后，一年半之内就动了6次开颅的手术。
This cost so much that my son and his wife lost their house.
因为手术极其昂贵，他的儿子和儿媳妇就把他们的房子卖掉了。
But they never complained about it.
但是他们从来没有抱怨过。
They said, we love this child, and we will do anything for this boy.
他们说，我们爱这个孩子，我们会为他做一切事情。
And that is what God said about us.
那就是神曾经对我们说过的。
I'm sure that God looked down and he saw that we were going to be sinners.
我相信神从天上往下看，知道我们都是罪人。
And he probably said to himself, they're going to give me a lot of problems.
他也许对自己说，这些孩子以后会给我带来很多麻烦。
But I love them.
但是我爱他们。
I will pay any price.
我会不惜任何代价。
I will make any sacrifice.
我会不惜做出一切的牺牲。
I love these people.
因为我爱这些人。
And that's why the Apostle Paul could write in Ephesians 1:7, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
这就是保罗在以弗所书一章七节说的，我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他的丰富的恩典。
We often think of the pain that Jesus suffered.
我们经常会想到主耶稣为我们受的苦。
But have you ever thought of the pain that God the Father suffered?
可是你们想没有想到啊，我们的天父为我们受的苦呢？
John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
就像约翰福音三章十六节说的，神爱世人，以至于把他的独生爱子给他们。
I don't think I understood that until I became a father.
牧师他觉得自己没有领会到这句话的含义。直到他自己成为一个父亲。
When one of our girls was 4 years old, the doctor said she must have her tonsils taken out.
他的一个女儿四岁的时候，医生说要把她的扁桃体取出来。
He said this is very important and it must be done.
医生说这个很重要，马上就要做。
Well, I tried to prepare her for this operation.
所以他就帮助他女儿为手术做好准备。
I told her you can eat lots of ice cream after you have your tonsils out.
他就对他女儿说，手术动完以后，你可以吃好多好多的冰淇淋。
You will get a little pin that you can wear that says Tonsils Out Club.
你还可以穿一个带一个那个小别针，上面说没有扁桃体了。
And we will all be very proud of you.
我们都会为你骄傲的。
Well, the day came when I was to take her to the hospital for the surgery.
可是到了动手术那一天。
I woke her up and I said, Honey, this is the day that we go to the hospital.
那天早上我把她叫醒说，宝贝儿，今天我们要去医院动手术了。
And she got right out of bed and got dressed.
他就起来穿好衣服。
And I thought, I have done a wonderful job in preparing my 4-year-old daughter for this.
他当时就想，我为了四岁的女儿做这手术，准备得很充分，很好。
Well, we got in the car to go to the hospital.
他们就上了车，开往医院。
She was sitting between me and my wife.
女儿坐在他和他太太中间。
She had on a little blue coat with a white collar.
她那天穿着一件蓝色的外套，领子是白色的。
And she had on a little white hat that tied under her chin and a little pom-pom on top of it.
还戴着一顶小白帽子，帽子上面还有一朵小花。
And she looked so sweet.
看起来很可爱。
And about halfway to the hospital, she looked up at me and she said something.
在途中，她突然抬起头，看着爸爸说了一句话。
She said, Daddy, I've been thinking.
她说，爸爸，我一直在想。
I guess I won't have my tonsils out after all.
我决定我不把扁桃体取出来了。
And I looked down at her, and I wanted to turn the car around and take her home.
然后呢，她看着女儿，她就很想开车回家。
I wanted to spare her from what I knew would be painful.
她舍不得让女儿去受那个罪。
But then I remembered that the doctor said, this must be done.
可是当时她又想到，医生曾经嘱咐，这个扁桃体一定要取出来。
And then I thought of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
然后他又想到主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。
He said, Oh my Father, if there is any other way to save men and women and boys and girls, please don't make me go to the cross.
他当时说，天父啊，如果有任何别的方法可以拯救这世上的人，求你不要让我受这个苦。
And I think in that moment, the heart of God was broken.
牧师想, 在那个时候,
But God answered Jesus and said, There is no other way.
但是神只好回答主耶稣说,
And God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
那就是为什么说神爱世人, 以至于把他的独生爱子交给我们。
The little boy has been doing very well since his last surgery.
他们的儿子收养的这个小孩子在做了最后一次手术之后一直就恢复得很好。
But the little girl from China had a different problem.
但是从中国收养的小女孩她有另外的一些麻烦。
They discovered after they brought her home that she was deaf.
他们把小孩子接回家以后才发现她是个聋子。
And they have done everything to help her to hear.
他们尝试了种种办法想让她能够听到。
She has had a cochlear implant.
她甚至有耳朵里面有移植了一些需要的组织。
She has hearing aids.
而且她有戴了助听器。
She has gone to a special school.
她上的是特别的学校。
And she is beginning to hear better and to speak well.
她现在逐渐可以听到并且可以学说话。
You see, you don't have to be perfect to be loved.
要说的就是一个人如果你要想被爱的话不一定要做完就是十全十美。
Both Spencer and Beau had serious problems.
就像他的孙子孙女都有很严重的缺陷。
But the parents loved them anyhow.
但是他们的父母还是这样爱他们。
But they said, we will do everything we can to change this situation.
并且父母都表示他们要不惜一切代价。 要给他们创造良好的环境，改变他们的生活。
Sometimes I hear people say, God loves you just the way you are.
有的时候你会听人说，神爱你就是爱你现在这样子。
And that is partly true.
这句话只有一半是正确的。
But God wants to change us and make us better.
另外一方面呢，神还是要改变我们，要把我们变得更好。
We can come to him with all of our sin and our problems, and he will love us.
我们可以带着我们的罪，我们的所有的麻烦来到他的面前，他会把我们变得更好。
But then he begins to change us.
他会开始改变我们。
And in Ephesians 1:4, it says that God chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight.
就像以弗所书1章4节说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。Is
God changing you?
神有没有在改变你呢？
Is he working in your life?
他有没有在你的生命中做工呢？
Are you letting him?
你有没有允许他在你的生命中改变你呢？
The third similarity is that When one is adopted, he or she gets a new name.
第三个收养的特征就是当一个小孩子被收养以后父母会给他一个新的名字。
Both Spencer and Beau now have the last name Allaby.
他的孙子孙女现在都有了共同的姓就是Allaby。
I don't think that's a Chinese name.
那不是一个中国名字。
But they were given a new name when they were adopted.
但是因为他们被收养，他们就给取了新名字。
In Revelation 2:17, Jesus says, "I will give them a new name."
在启示录2章17节，耶稣说，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名。
And in Isaiah 62:2 it says, You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow.
以赛亚六十二章二节也说，你必得新名的称呼是耶和华亲口所起的。
It goes on to say, no longer will they call you deserted, but you will be called Hephzibah, which means my delight is in her.
你必不再称为抛弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的，你的地也称为
In Acts 11:26, it says that the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch.
在使徒行传十一章二十六节说，在安提阿使徒们被初次称为基督徒。
If you have put your faith in Jesus, you are called a Christian.
如果你你信耶稣的话，你就被称为基督徒。
You are Christ's man or Christ's woman.
你就是主耶稣的人。
And you carry his name.
你都带着身上带着他的名分。
Alexander the Great was a great general.
亚历山大大帝曾经是一个有名的将军。
In his short lifetime, he conquered most of the then known world.
在他有生之年啊，征战了许多地方。
One day he went to review his troops.
有一天他去检阅他的部队。
One of the officers said to him, Sir, there's a man in that tent and he's crying and he refuses to go into the battle.
有一个长官来向亚历山大汇报说，有一个战士他在里面哭泣，不愿意出来见人。
Alexander went into the tent.
亚历山大进到里面去，看到这个人。
He said to that man, What is your name?
他就问他说，你叫什么名字？
The man said, My name is like yours, Alexander.
那个人说，我的名字和你一样，叫亚历山大。
And Alexander the Great said, Then you either change your name or you change the way you're living.
亚历山大大帝就对他说，你要不就把名字改了，要不就改你的行为。
And I think that's what Jesus says to us. You bear my name.
那就是主耶稣基督要对我们说的，因为我们身上有他的名字。
And that means you better change the way you live.
他就会说，对我们说，我们最好改变自己的行为方式。
When my son was in college, he wanted to go to Florida during the spring break.
他儿子上大学的时候，有一年特别想去佛罗里达度春假。
I didn't really want him to go.
牧师不想让他去。
I knew he would face a lot of temptation.
因为知道那里面会有很多引诱和试探。
So I talked with him.
所以就跟儿子谈了一次话。
And I said to him, I don't really want you to go, but I'm going to let you make the decision.
牧师说，我不想让你去，但是我要由你自己来做这个决定。
But I said to him, I don't want you to do anything on that trip that will bring disgrace on our family name.
牧师说，如果你决定去的话，我希望你能保证在那边不会做任何事情有辱家名。
He went on the trip.
他儿子就去了。
He told me years later.
若干年后，儿子对他说，
Dad, it was that statement, don't bring disgrace on the family name that helped me to overcome temptation.
他儿子说，就是因为您当时说的那句话，让我不要做任何事情给家族带来耻辱，所以我当时就克服了很多诱惑。
And Jesus says to us, You bear my name.
耶稣也曾经告诉我们，因为我们带着他的名字。
Don't do anything to bring disgrace on that name.
不要做任何事情来羞辱主的名。
The fourth similarity is that when one is adopted, he or she becomes an heir.
第四个收养的特征就是，一个小孩子被收养以后，他就变成了可继承的人。
Spencer and Beau are written into wills.
就像他的孙子孙女，两个人以后都会被写进遗嘱。
They are our heirs.
他们是这个家族的继承人。
And we want to bless them with what we can give them.
他们的家长、父母、祖父母都希望留给他们自己的好东西。
In Romans 8:15, the Apostle Paul says something very important.
就像罗马书八章，保罗曾经说到。
He said, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear."
他说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
But you received the spirit of adoption.
所受的乃是儿子的心。
And by him we cry, "Abba, Father."
因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Now, if we are children, then we are heirs.
既是儿女，便是后嗣。
We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣。
In Galatians 4, verse 5, it says this.
在哥罗西书，在加拉太书四章说到。
That we might receive the adoption of sons.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So you are no longer a slave, but a son.
所以我们不再是奴仆，而是儿女。
And since you are a son, God has made you an heir.
就是因为我们是儿女，所以神让我们成为继承的人。
There's a simple little poem that I love. I hope it translates well into Chinese.
牧师还想向我们分享一首他喜欢的小诗。
Near, so very near to God, nearer I cannot be.
我离神是如此之近，不能再近了。
For in the person of His Son, I'm just as near as He.
因为在他的儿子里面，我和他。是如此之近，就像儿子和父亲。
And because we are in Christ, God shares everything with us.
就是因为主耶稣基督的缘故，神愿意与我们分享。
In Romans 8:32 it says, "How will he not also along with Christ graciously give us all things?"
就像罗马书讲到，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，成为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
And in Romans 8:17 it says, "If we share in his sufferings, we will also share in his glory."
八章十二节也说，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
When one is adopted,He or she becomes an heir.
当一个人被收养以后，他就变成一个继承人。
And the final similarity is this.
最后一个收养的相似之处就是。
When one is adopted, love is lavished on that child.
当一个孩子被收养以后，父母会对他倾注所有的爱。
I wish you could see Steve and Maura as they lavish their love on these two adopted children.
我希望你们能够看到我的儿子和儿媳是多么爱他们收养的这两个小孩。
I wish you could see my wife with them. It's terrible.
我也希望你们能看到我太太和他们在一起。
They lavish so much love on them that I call Spencer Lord Spencer and I call Beau Princess Beau.
他们这么宠爱这两个孩子，把男孩叫做主的Spencer， 女孩叫做 Beau, 这管女孩叫公主。
And in Ephesians 1:8, it says, the riches of God's grace he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
就像以弗所一章八节讲到，这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
God doesn't want to just give us a little bit of love. He wants to pour it out on us.
神不仅仅要给我们一点点爱，他是要把他所有的爱都倾注在我们身上。
He wants to lavish his love on his children.
他为他的儿女会做任何事情。
There's an old hymn that I love. We don't sing it much anymore.
有一首老的诗歌，牧师很喜欢。
But it goes like this.
唱道
I once was an outcast, stranger on earth.
我以前是被放逐到地球上的陌生人。
I was a sinner by choice and an alien by birth.
我生来就是异类，因为我要做罪人。
But I've been adopted.My name's written down.
但是我现在被收养，我的名字被记在册上。
I'm an heir to a mansion, a robe, and a crown.
我要继承一栋豪宅，袍子和冠冕。
Dear friends, you and I are chosen children.
亲爱的
And God wants to just lavish His love on us.
亲爱的朋友们，你我都是神的选民，神要把他的爱倾注在我们身上。
Appreciate your place in Jesus Christ.
珍惜你们在主耶稣里面的地位。
And don't do anything to bring disgrace on our family name.
请不要做任何不好的事情，使我们家族的名义蒙羞。
Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we love you.
亲爱的神啊，我们爱你。
We thank you that you chose us.
感谢你拣选了我们。
We thank you that you loved us even though we were far from perfect.
感谢你如此爱我们，即使我们还不完美。
We thank you that you are changing us to become like Jesus Christ.
感谢你不停地改变我们，使我们更像主耶稣。
We thank you that you have given us a new name.
感谢你赐给我们新的名字。
Help us always to bring honor to the name of Christ.
帮助我们给我们的荣耀他的名。
Thank you that we are heirs of you and co-heirs with Christ.
我们感谢你，因为我们是你的继承人，我们和耶稣一起继承你的国土。
And dear God, thank you that you lavish your love on us.
感谢你把你的爱倾注在我们身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.